Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes.
It's a bunch of baseball nerds talking about the Phillies on Odyssey and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yo. Another edition of the High Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official sponsor of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly, Fritz. I'm like the regular season yo's. I don't even know what to do anymore. Like, that was a pretty solid yo. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't 25 and 11, 17 of 20, best Phil start since 93. Like, it wasn't that good. But at a certain point, I won't have a voice anymore. This is what we do in the playoffs. That's when I lose. I can't lose a voice in May. What is going on? What a bait. What a wagon. They just win. All they do is go out and like just handle business. Like, a lot of these games aren't even close. It's like 6-1, 5-1. Like, they just 14-3. Like, they just whoop up on teams, man. How you doing?
So this is going to sound dramatic.
Oh, good.
For May 7th.
I like this. It's good.
But like, every time I see the record, it's kind of a pinch me moment.
I heard you say this yesterday. I was in the car. I was listening to you. Yeah, taking Zoe back in gymnastics, and I hear a little, it's kind of like pinch me
it's
moment.
A pinch me moment. Yeah.
I almost texted you. It's great.
It's 25 and 11. Like, what is this? What is life? What are we doing? Who are they? To get the June through September Phillies in April and early May, it's like an out of body experience. I don't know. Like, it's, again, so and you know me, our listeners know me. We don't lie to the High Hopes listeners.
Never.
Like, I put the Phillies on my computer the other night on Sunday Night Baseball and watched the Brady roast with the Phillies on TV.
Oh, wow.
It's so stress free right now. It's just, there's no stress. There's no stress, Jerry.
I know.
It's what a time. They're unbelievable. They're a wagon. They can pitch. They can hit now.
They hit now.
Like, dude, it's so funny because the first 2 weeks of the season, it's like, oh my God, like, their offense might be an issue.
Everyone freaking out, man.
And then you look at their stats. They're top five in everything.
Yeah.
In everything.
I know.
So they have arguably the best rotation in baseball. I would probably argue the Mariners, regardless. The Mariners suck. But like,
good take.
Sure. Although not Logan Gilbert.
Or George Kirby. Or Luis Castillo. Or Bryce Miller or whatever. Yeah.
So many of my guys.
It's a team of your guys.
So, but they're just good. They're good at everything. Like, even the bullpens. The last podcast we did, it was like, do you know they have the worst bullpen ERA in baseball? It doesn't feel that way.
No.
And then what have they allowed? Like, two earned runs this week?
Yeah.
as a bullpen since our last podcast?
Yeah.
So they're just...
And one of them didn't even matter.
No.
Yeah.
No. They're good. And I like the confidence around the team. I'm not going to lie. A little peeking too early.
Yeah, well, that's a worry, right? You worry a little bit about peeking too early. Listen,
I don't want to get too far ahead of the Braves. You know what I mean? Like, keep those games competitive in September.
Yeah. We actually want like a stretch of entertaining baseball at the end of the season. We don't want to just walk into the playoffs like, oh, are the Phillies going to 107 games or 104 games? I wonder. No, you know what? I'll take that. I'm lying. I'll take it. That'd be freaking awesome. That'd be so cool. That'd be great.
Setting the team wins record would be pretty special.
It's in play. And they're on pace for, what, 112?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Which is obviously probably not going to happen.
Maybe.
I don't think they're going to play.
You don't think they're going to play, challenge the 116 of the Mariners? You don't think that's going to happen?
No, I think the bigger issue is I don't think they're going to face a team that's not over 500 for a whole month.
Oh, we're doing the schedule thing now, huh? Well, is that what we're doing? We're just already there. Are they? Hold on a second. We're doing the 25-11 on May 7th pod, and you're giving me peeking too early. What are we doing here?
Well, because here's the thing.
You're giving me bad schedule. Like, what are we doing? We're supposed to be celebrating, right, Jack.
Well, here's the biggest change to this podcast. So we've evolved.
Have we really? I don't know about
well,
that.
Well, sure, I think. Sure.
Are you sure about
maybe
that?
Growth Mindset Podcast. I think that's one of our.
You and Nick Sirianni, Growth Mindset. How much do you hate?
Gross Growth Mindset. Yeah.
How much do you hate that Nick Sirianni throws around Growth Mindset all the time?
I mean, it's down a list of the things that he says that drive me nuts. That it doesn't even make me flinch, frankly. There's much more. Okay, it's just like, I guess I've just evolved past the gee willikers, they're good. You know what I mean? Like
gee willikers. Gosh like, darn, they're really good out there.
This is amazing. Cause it is like everything now is about, unfortunately, like let's go like get it done in the postseason.
Good. Look at that.
It's where I'm at. And it's not that I'm not living.
You're not enjoying this? Yeah, I got it.
I am enjoying it. I'm
just worried about the postseason.
No, here's my issue. When anything is too easy, I don't.
Oh, I know. That's actually you in any situation in anywhere in life, period.
Gonna go
yeah, wrong. You are. That's true.
Something's going to
go. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, like, that's your ethos.
Yeah, so it's like everything's too easy right now.
Yeah, it is.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. They're obviously a good baseball team. It's already starting to happen by the casuals. Oh, my God, best team ever. Like, they're going to.
Yeah. We got to relax with the best team ever thing. I think the midday show's poll today is this the best Phillies team you've ever seen? It's like, rein it the hell in. let's enjoy it for what it is. They're 25-11. Jack, three Phillies teams ever have been in this spot. The 93 team was 26-10. Then I think it was like 74 or something like that was 25-11. And this team, that's it in Phillies history in the 150 years or whatever the hell it is of the Phillies. This start has happened three times. Like, it's okay to get excited about it without, you know, going overboard.
I guess my biggest issue with them or like being my fandom is that I always look to protect the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, we know.
Like, this is, yes. I'm like freaking Jason Peter.
Yeah, you're a gatekeeper guy. We know.
Well, it's not gatekeeper.
It's part of it. It's part of the whole thing.
I would
it's
never
all gatekeep. Part of the whole thing. Yes.
I would never.
You're the bodyguard.
I'm the bodyguard.
I like
this. Yeah. So like, sometimes I feel like I have to protect. And it's just right now I sense.
It's a little offensive line thing there.
Hey,
like, I have to block.
Little pass pro. Pass pro all day. It gets me nervous when people start putting like high expectations. Like, let it all play out.
Let it all play out.
Please.
Very funny that you literally just went from all I could think about is what they're going to do in the playoffs and those expectations. So can we just let it play out a little bit here, guys?
No, I know. It's bad. It's bad podcasting.
You're all over the place.
No, I know.
I can't handle this.
I'm so conflicted. I'm so happy, right?
We're so used to 11-25 more than 25-11.
Let me tell you something, buddy. This podcast is built for the 2018-2019.
Oh, damn straight it was. This is abnormal, really, is what it is. Yeah.
Out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so happy. But I'm so like
nervous.
I'm so nervous, dude, because like they can do it. Like they can do it. It's and this is exactly what 2010 and 11 were like, I think. Like 2009, yeah, but like 2010, 2011, like, they were established.
Yeah.
Like the ballpark was packed for Sunday Night Baseball.
We expected it.
They've won 10 straight at home.
Yeah.
Like it's just they've gotten to the point where I think like I would be surprised if people are melting down if they lose 4-6.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like I just now that they've gotten off to the quick start, they're 25-11. It would take a historic collapse to not make the playoffs.
Well, that's the crazy thing. It's like now if they just play 500 baseball, they're still like a 93 win team.
I know. How is that computing in this? That's not computable.
I know. I always look at these teams. I'm always so jealous every year. I'm so jealous. The team that just starts hot, it's like they can cruise. Like, and sometimes they just keep winning, like, you know, the Braves in recent years and whatnot. But like, it's such a luxury. It is such a luxury. Like, we never get this. We always have to, like, stress and fight.
I know.
And lament and argue and all. Like, it's like, wow, they're awesome.
They're just good.
They're so good. They just are good.
Dude, think about from our perspective, right? Yes. Being at WIP, mm-hmm. we talk about things.
It's literally our job, narratives
and whatever around the team. Like, yeah. we can feel the pressure points as to, like, What do people want to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
With Phillies, dude, it's just, hey, they're really good. Like, people aren't even mad at, I haven't heard Thompson critiques recently.
I know.
Like, minor things. If you want to bring up Tyron Walker on Sunday, which I'm sure we'll get to. But, like, you know, Schwarber leadoff.
How about Trey Turner's out for 6 weeks and everyone's just like, okay, yeah, let's keep rolling.
Yeah, like, dude,
just fine.
No, dude. I will say, I was in the middle of playing Aronimic on Saturday.
Oh, no.
So I was already in high spirits. It was Friday. No, it was Saturday.
Oh, it was Saturday when you found out how long he was going to be. Yeah, Friday it happened. I was at the game.
Friday it was, okay.
At the game. He left the game. We're like, oh, it's a hamstring. Oh, it shouldn't be too bad.
No big deal. Couple days.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
Then it's like, what?
Yeah. So, but like, I was having the round of my life at Aronimink on Saturday.
Were you
like,
really?
So when it came out, now I did, I think I doubled the next hole after I learned that.
I see what this is here. This is going to work by you. It was really clever.
No, it was annoying. It was annoying. But even I was like, well, I mean, Sosa's here.
Yeah.
They can move Stott over.
Merrifield.
Yeah.
Like, they literally have a guy who's an all-star last year just sticking the lineup.
By the way, were you listening last night on the final out?
I heard your pinch me stuff, but I didn't hear much after. I had to get out of the car.
Thanks for listening.
I was locked in for like a good 5 minutes. It was pretty awesome.
Were you locked in on my final out last night, Tucker?
The podcast that I produced?
Yeah. It's good sports.
That's good. It's good sports. Yeah. Well done.
Little 07 Aguchi. From Whit Merrifield.
Oh.
How about that for a poll?
Look at you.
I didn't even go Polanco. I went 07 Iguchi.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shot at Whit, but I like it. It's good.
Listen, dude, Tatahito was good for them.
Yeah, he was. He was not as good a baseball player as Whit Merrifield has been
through his career. Yes. I would agree.
Yeah.
But listen, you get an if you got an 05 White Sox, it's a big 05 White Sox.
Were you really?
You know what, an unreal 07?
Would you really love that 05 White Sox team?
I did like the
Mark Burley and Rowan and all. Yeah, Vezetnik.
Yeah, sure. I like that team. John Garland.
Did you really? Yeah. So you were rooting for them against the Killer Bees and all that in the World Series, the whole thing? Yeah.
I wasn't.
I was
Clemens is my favorite pitcher of all time.
Yeah.
Before Halliday.
Yeah.
And I know.
I wanted Bagwell and Bijou to win one, but they didn't. I don't care that much. Honestly, more than anything, it's just.
Was that the year that Harry had the call with Bijou? I think that they're heading down the stretch run. It was either 05. Row 4.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But where Biggio hit the home run.
Yeah.
And Harry goes, all the runs are unearned, but who cares?
Yeah, that I think it was, I don't remember the year, but I know the call, obviously.
Yeah. You know what was really good in 07?
Ew.
The Phils?
Yeah.
Rowan.
He was. Speaking of the 05 White Sox, there you go.
I know. That's how I got there.
Jermaine
Dye? Dude, See, the problem with the 05 White Sox, again, we are.
This is good.
And why I like them so much.
Yeah. Why?
Tucker will get the reference. Okay. I don't think you'll get the reference.
Oh, good.
But.
Because I'm an old man.
They were the best team in MVP Baseball 05.
Oh, I don't.
And MVP Baseball was the greatest sports video game of all time.
I love MVP Baseball.
The greatest sports video game ever created.
So I wouldn't know because I stopped playing video games in 1998, essentially. GoldenEye is the best video game ever created.
Okay, well, sports video game.
Okay, that's fine. I'll capitulate to that.
I'm actually surprised you're not a video games guy.
I know. Yeah.
I can see you.
Not since junior year of high school.
Wow. Were you on Sega?
Yeah, Sega and N64. Those are the last times I played video games.
N64 was my first.
Yeah. N64 and Sega were the last two consoles that I owned.
Yeah. Dude, we're about 10 years from being close.
I know. We would have been the same thing. Exactly. It's one of those things where, like, I mean, like, I'm an adult. I could start doing it, but like, I get jealous of people who play video games but have never actually done anything to actually. I'm always like, oh, that must be cool. You just sit around and play video games.
Yeah,
like, what
know,
a fun little thing. But I don't do it. Never do. I don't have the time. I barely have time for anything. But I just never.
So you never played Madden?
I've played Madden over the years, like here and there. Like, but Madden was also on Sega. Or I'm sorry, the PlayStation, whatever the first PlayStation was.
Let's not act like it's even comparable.
But I didn't own one is the point.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah, I played Madden with buddies and stuff like that. But yeah, like I've not like owned a video game system since then is more what it is.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's a good breakdown.
Yeah.
How much was Sega?
I don't remember.
Xbox One.
I don't remember.
Like
it's a good question.
$600.
Oh, way less. Light years less.
I would love to know how.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? Is that like the first HD, or the first flat screen TVs, like the plasma? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, they were like $5,000.
Dude, I used to have a TV right before they came. Emily and I were just talking about this. At our old apartment, we had a TV that we had to have two people move into our house because it was so heavy.
It
was so big, and now it's like, and it's trash comparatively now. Like, it's unbelievable.
But they're so expensive.
It was so huge, this TV. And it was like, 2 years later, it was literally, you know,
dude,
useless.
You could get like a 65-inch flat screen for like $300.
I know. Oh, it's crazy. Now it's like crazy. Yes, I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It really is. You're right.
Times change, buddy.
It's a good take by you.
Thanks.
I like this.
I don't know if there was a take. But
I don't know. Times change and stuff. Gets
back to my conversation about the
technology. Technology gets better and costs less.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. All right, let's talk Phils. Any more White Sox thoughts?
No.
No? Okay, good.
Well, there is more White Sox thoughts, actually. they're gonna trade for Kopech at the deadline, and they better trade for Kopech.
That's the – oh, you're going there.
Yeah. Like, listen, his ERA might be in the fours, but
– look, he looked nasty.
If you get him here.
Yeah,
that
inning I saw. I mean, I'm in.
Get him.
I gotta tell you, I've not watched much White Sox other than the three games they played the Phillies.
Kind of heating up a little.
Yeah, don't tell me about it. I'm not. Hey, the vault is the take is.
The
take is in the vault, and I'm not letting myself get swayed right now. Okay.
Cool. Stay all strong. Right. All right, no more White Sox talk.
Phillies talk. Phillies. So, the Phils. No, I'm kidding. All right, where do you want to start? You want to start with Trey? You want to start with the stop Merrifield thing?
Let's go Trey.
Okay. Your thought, we haven't talked since Trey got hurt. I was actually at the game, and it was one of the, I mean, first of all.
Do you take blame for it?
So here's the thing. I do. I take a little bit of blame. Now, not a lot. Now, Tucker, could you focus on the fact we're doing a podcast every year?
Yeah.
I was sick of my computer being in the shot.
Yeah, okay. Well, next time.
Well, it sounded like there was.
Yeah, it's not like you're farting or something.
Yeah.
Also, this is something that's done prior to the pod. You know, you get this done and then, you know.
I thought 17 minutes into the pod was the perfect time to do
it. I think so too. That's fine. Okay. You've won me over. Look, I'll take a little bit of responsibility. Now, I will say I was 0-2 on the season. They won the game. So I would have been, if they had lost that game, I might not have been able to like come I hopes night whenever they do. I would have not been able to go to the ballpark. So like they won. So I feel much better about it. But losing turn in the I don't feel great about my attendance records for the season.
Good.
That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not great. But Turner, out 6 weeks, was shocking. We're like, oh, hamstring, whatever. Where are you at with the whole situation? First, losing Turner and the effect of that, but then would you keep Stott at short, play Merrifield at second every day? How would you go about replacing Turner?
So I'd give him the lion's share. The only thing is, and I've heard your show for 2 days, and while I respect the morning show, I have never wanted to ram my fist through the radio more than this idea that he's going to take shortstop from Trey Turner.
Oh, I said he wasn't.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. It's asinine. Like, it's not happening.
Also, listen, again, and Ruben.
I think idea was he should, could, like, maybe he should take it, but yeah.
Sure. And I'm glad that Rube made the point because I've been wanting to make the point for 2 days. We're not talking about he's not Ozzie Smith. Like
Bryson Stott
is a competent major league shortstop.
Yeah.
But he is a super, super, super defensive second baseman. And Trey is like
a below average shortstop.
Sure.
Probably.
Like he's not a great defensive shortstop. It is what it is. But like you could arguably be making two positions worse.
Worse, because if you gotta make Trey at second base, he might not be good at second. We have no idea.
Again, if they were moving over like Jimmy Rollins to shortstop, like turning like he's a fine shortstop. But you saw the throwing error yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, so I would play the lion's share of Stott at shortstop. I'll play him there. Edmundo, obviously, to dispel them. And I want Edmundo at shortstop. And I also don't want Trey to get too, or Stott to get too comfortable at shortstop because I do need him to go back to second base and be fine. So I do want Edmundo in there as well. But For a majority of this, yeah, I want Witt at second.
I want Witt in the lineup. Yeah. That's really what it comes down to. Is if you're gonna lose the bat of Turner, because let's be honest, that's what you're losing.
It's a pretty
we
big
just,
bat.
We just talked about defensively, they'll probably be fine or better. You know, not you're probably it's probably the same. The upgrade for Stott at short, the downgrade from Stott to Merrifield at second. Though Merrifield's a fine second baseman. But I need Stott's bat. I mean, I need Witt's bat in the lineup. I have to have it. So that's the move I make. I'm not worried about the moving back and forth that much. I mean, Bryson Stott played shortstop his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he knows how to play second base. I think he can make that switch. I'm not too worried about that.
Sure.
I need Witt Merrifield in the lineup. It's really very simple for me.
Well, and the good part about Witt is that it seems like the early season concerns about him being cooked are slowly going away.
He's been good.
He's been good. He had the home run over the weekend, the 14-3 game.
The big double. Like, he's been good.
Yeah, he had a hit yesterday. He smoked the ball later, just happened to be right at a guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're starting to see more of the real Whit Merrifield than the guy they signed, which is good because, I mean.
What a shock. The first week and a half of the season wasn't the guy. I'm like, I can't believe it. I can't believe that what we saw in the first week and a half of the season isn't all he was going to be the whole season. Yeah. I'm shocked.
It is. It's just so hard not to react to the moment.
People love to react
to the moment. It's so hard. I don't blame anyone.
Because we wait 5 months for baseball, and then it's like, oh my God, baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want him in the lineup. He's been good. And obviously there's times where he can play. You know, he can play left.
It's if just needed. He's not great there. It's so funny how desensitized we become to bad outfield play. Where it's like Witt out there, we're like, sure, that's fine. He's a bad outfielder. Like, we're like, yeah, he ain't Schwarber. He ain't Reese Hoskins. He's fine out there. He's bad. But it is funny because it is like, it's fine.
Well, again, he can stand there.
He can move a little bit.
He can physically stand there. So, you know, I thought I'd be more down about the trade thing. And obviously, I'm bummed for him. And he was obviously working his way into MVP consideration.
Yeah, I'm bummed for how hot he was.
And I hope it probably takes him out of the All-Star game, I would assume.
Oh, I think so. I mean, if he's out to, I mean, yeah, because he won't get voted in. He'd have to get voted in, I think, to get in.
Yeah, so that stinks. But I wasn't like, I did not have an overwhelming sense of, oh God, like, this is when it's going to crumble. I didn't,
totally.
Because I think they have enough solid depth. And the thing that I've liked the most about what has happened here since Trey's gone down.
Bryce Homer in both games.
Well, Bryce Homering in both games is definitely a welcome sight. But, I mean, do you remember what their record was after Bryce got hit by Snell?
Yeah, they were really good.
They were really good.
Yeah, I thought about that too. This team, this group of guys has shown that they can kind of weather stuff.
Well, and it's just a simple fact of the matter that when one of your studs is out, everyone else feels like, all right, I got to step up now because you don't have the crutch of relying on
hence Bryce.
Yes.
And I don't think those two homers were an accident. I think that Bryce is like, I got to step up, and that's part of it.
Sure, but I feel like a lot, like almost everyone.
Oh, I think a lot of guys, yeah.
Like JT's looked pretty good in the two-hole.
And Casty, too. It's
Casty, on base four times yesterday.
Oh.
Never a doubt.
Averages up to like 185 or something.
I think it's in the 190s.
Is he?
Yeah.
Mazel, buddy. I'm proud of you.
Yep.
Right, listen, good work.
He is streaking towards 230 in no time.
Streaky is the word.
Yeah, he's getting right there. He'll be right there.
No, I'm with you in general, though. I feel so much better about it than I... When Harper went down, like, in that moment, I remember when the Blake Snell ball hit him, and I'm like, we're done. Okay. Like, this is it. Like, we're not going to recover from this. This sucks. What a shame. I really was enjoying what this team was becoming right now, and that's it. And it wasn't. And they played great baseball without Harper there. And they're better now than they were. They're a much better baseball team right now today than they were the day Bryce Harper went down on that pitch. So, yeah, I feel really good about this team's ability to kind of just, you know, plug in and move forward. And what's a big part of that? I do think it matters. This guy's he's been an all-star. Like, he's got more all-star appearances than anyone on the team but Harper. You know what I mean? Essentially. So, I feel so much better about it than I expected.
You want to know another thing that I thought? Like, what if Witt gets too hot?
Uh-oh.
Like, what if he's at, like, 300?
It's a thing. It's fine. I mean, I think they'll figure it. That's a good problem to have, as they like to say. I will say, too, about...
Better learn left field than play center field
tomorrow. I will say one other thing, too, about Witt that I really like seeing. I'm sure everyone liked it. If you watch it, the post game.
Oh, yeah.
And they were talking to him. But I also think, so for those who didn't see it, which I'm guessing most of our listeners did, but it was really funny. He's joking around about how, you know, they're messing with Trey and how, like, you know, after the double play in the first, they're like, you know, Seven probably wouldn't have made that play and all that. Like, first of all, I love just seeing that Witt's like part of the guys already. He's just like ingratiating himself and it's just part of it already, especially with the young guys. That's fun. But more so, I think it's so important. It just shows the type of clubhouse they have that, like, were on the radio talking about, oh, Trey Turner and shortstop, and are they worried about moving stop back and this and that. It's like, none of it's a worry for these guys. These guys all love each other and want to play baseball together, and they want to win games. And that is it. And that was, to me, such a sign of like that. Not just that they're joking about it, like, they are joking to Trey about it. Like,
well, and the fact that Trey can handle
and
it.
And that's my point. Did they know that Trey, they could joke with Trey about that? Like, that's such a big deal to me.
Yeah, it's like when we say, oh, man, you really do sound like Charlie Day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And you can handle it.
I can handle it. Yes.
But no, it does. And
because I sound like Charlie Day.
You sound like Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot. I think I saw one review of the podcast one time, and it was like, sometimes I just sit there, close my eyes, and pretend that Charlie Day is talking about the Phillies. It could be AI Charlie Day.
That's true.
Yeah,
That's true.
Be AI Charlie Day.
Yeah. I don't think AI could get this exact, is the thing.
Yeah,
that's right.
God, I'm so anti-AI. It's not even funny.
Oh, buddy. Yeah. Well, so here's the thing. I'm anti-AI, tangent. I'm anti-AI in these ways, in the deep fake, and the it's terrifying, it's horrible. But, like, I do think there is a lot of positive stuff that AI, like AI, I think in terms of health outcomes and stuff like that, there's real positive things that can come from AI. But I agree, the AI that we deal with, not a fan.
Like, let's put it this way, AI, you can't talk Phillies like this.
That's right.
You're bringing up 07 to Gucci?
That's right. Well, I will, here, you want to hear my biggest AI, like, yo, we got to get better at this? So everyone, you know, you may have heard this before, you know, sometimes I'll complain about.
You're tired?
Yes, all the time. Really? I was actually going to say about having to beat the hammer question.
Oh, right.
You've heard this because I've done so many over the years. So it's like,
don't complain.
No,
about?
I like to complain. I'm not that big of a fan. But so from time to time, I've complained about beat the hammer questions. Once, you know, a million Phillies. How many Phillies questions? So many people are like, oh, why don't you just ask ChatGPT to come up with the questions? Okay, guess what? It's always wrong. Like my brother this weekend, and this happened multiple times. My brother's like, why don't you just ask ChatGPT? I'm like, try it. I'm like, go ahead. He does it. He asks. And it comes up with questions, and the answers are wrong. Like, it actually gives you wrong questions.
So the thing that the artificial intelligence community
ain't
has
that
to get
intelligent,
at
is trivia.
Is Phillies trivia good?
But again, like, you're supposed to be, and you get it wrong. Like, it's like, it'll be like, who had the most RBIs in the season for a Philly, and it'll say like someone who never even played for the Phillies or whatever. It's crazy. Anyway,
step your game up.
Yes, yeah. The point is, AI, you suck.
You're never hosting this podcast. Anyway.
At least not with our permission.
Sure, yeah.
Who knows where that's going to go?
Sure. So, but yeah, that was like the Witt post-game interview. I felt that way. But dude, the Marsh mic'd up.
Oh, it was so great.
Like this team had.
They're loose and sexy, man.
That's a great line. I just, they're not 07-11 from the standpoint of like they've won a World Series. But I feel the same way about these guys.
Yeah.
Like they are so rootable. It's not even
I love
funny.
Them more. You know, I've said this. Like, it's not the 07-11 guys, they won me my first title. They're heroes to me. But in terms of like who I love and who I feel connected to, who I want to like hang out with, this team beats all the teams.
Well,
they beat all of them.
You have Merrifield ingratiating himself very, very well. Like the story of Marsh and Bohm being like roommates. It's one of my new favorite.
I can't get enough. It's like, it's great.
It's amazing.
It's so good. Not just really, like, apparently, it really seems like they're like soulmates. It seems like Brandon Marsh and Alec Bohm are like, thank God we found each other,
well,
kind of thing.
Listen,
it's amazing.
Bohm was very reserved for a
long
time.
He was.
I think Marsh is getting the most out of him in that.
I am so with you on that.
You have Rojas, who him and Trey are now are bonding.
We talked about when Trey went out when he hit the wall. They're cool.
I know.
I love it.
Castellanos bringing them all together.
Castellanos like having everyone over dinner, and so I love them, dude.
Yeah.
I love this team.
They're the best.
They're the best.
And now, I think that's why they've shown up on the field so far this year. Like the 25-11. They talked about it.
Did we talk about that?
Leaning on each other. They're good. They're really good.
That's going to be the pod. Just us coming in. Hey, guys, they're good.
Listen, every pod, it's going to be like the off season when we did This Is Boring.
Yeah, I know. Hey, they're really good.
This is not boring. They're just really good.
I like that.
They're just really good. I don't know what to tell. I don't know what to tell you. Rotation's really good. Bullpen's rounding into form. Lineups, like, all of a sudden, we're good now.
We're good.
Better without Trey? 2-1-5.
I mean, hey, the runs say it.
A lot.
Big win on Saturday for the run.
For the run differential.
The 14-3 game was like, thank you.
Needed it. No,
fellas,
they needed to break one open.
They did. Now the better run differential than the Braves. No big deal anymore. Bang. Bang.
That's all that matters.
I do care about these things.
No, it matters.
Yeah, it matters.
I used to not think it mattered because I was so accustomed to not worrying about races. Like playoff races, to where I was like, why does run differential matter? Just get in. And it's like -8. And it's like, no, you need
pretty
a good,
much tells you how good your team
you
is.
You need a good run differential. Like, it matters.
Yeah.
It matters when it comes to, like, evaluating if you have a good baseball team.
Unless, you know, you're the stupid Arizona Diamondbacks. It's the only time in the history. Two times in the history of baseball, a team with a negative run differential made the World Series. One of them was those Diamondbacks.
Nice.
Pretty annoying.
Yeah.
Pretty annoying.
So, are they still under 500? I haven't done my...
Look, that's your job. You're Mr. Check That. You know?
Mr. Check It. The Diamondbacks are going to miss the playoffs?
They're 15-20.
Whoa. Yes. Yes.
Suck it.
And the Dodgers have started winning, sweeping the Braves. Thank you, Dodgers.
Thank you, Dodgers.
The Dodgers are good again.
Corbin Carroll's cooked.
Yeah. I wish it were another Diamondback that were cooked for my fantasy team's purposes, but I was so excited about him as a keeper. I was like, yeah, I got him late. Look at this. Corbin Carroll. Like, unownable right now. It's great.
15-20.
It's great.
Very sad.
It's really sad.
Very sad.
I'm sad.
Not going to make up for anything that happened in last October.
No.
But small wins, buddy.
Yeah. Well, it would have been nice to beat him in the playoffs, but they're not even going to get there. So Can't even worry about that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shout out. Terminal Light Account of the Week. Place we've been before. Done an event from. Great place. Barnaby's in Havertown. Shout out to Barnaby's.
Love Barnaby's.
Barnaby's is great. Today's show is sponsored by Miller Lite and Barnaby's Havertown. Check out Barnaby's for every Phillies game and enjoy $3 Miller Lite bottles, pints, and their best of Philly buffalo and boneless wings with the largest array of sauces around, including the Bangin' Thai or the Barna Blazin' sauce. Miller Lite's for Phillies win. Celebrate responsibly. Are you a big Bangin' Thai guy?
Yeah. Well,
phrasing. And sorry about that, guys. That was some phrasing.
Well, it's a. I'm not a big.
Tucker gave me a look, and I'm like, whoops.
Yeah. I'm not a big spicy guy.
No. Oh, that sucks.
No,
sorry,
I can't
buddy.
Do spicy.
Oh, spicy's crazy.
Now the most spice I can handle is buffalo sauce.
Oh, yeah. Buddy, you that's
horror movies and spicy things are two things that I don't do.
Two things I adore.
I'm aware.
Yeah. No, I'm not going like. I mean, I'll go like whatever like the spiciest thing. I'm not going like the you know I can't.
Yeah.
But like I'll go next step down.
Yeah.
And I like it
I like
a couple
enjoy,
steps.
I like
down.
To enjoy my food.
Yeah. Yes, spice is awesome. It's enjoyable. No. Just like horror movies. Do you like to feel alive at all, Jack?
I feel alive 6:40.
I could see that.
6:40 to about 9:30.
Did you run today, by the way?
No.
Oh, no.
I didn't have time. Oh. Yeah, walk was up. Wow. And I had to get here. So when I have to leave at 8:30, it's harder.
Okay,
so,
I forgive you.
So
I think it's absurd that
I'll
you
do
run
7.
I think it's absurd that you run every day anyway. So. I mean, for the Phil. Yeah.
Well, it's really just a dumb way to motivate yourself.
It's good. I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's good work.
Yeah, so I'll do 7 tomorrow if they win, because I'll have more time in the morning.
I like it. All right, we got to take back. Or anything else from the weekend, because we barely talked about the game.
All right, well, let's...
This is a pot of us just going, yeah, man, they're good. Like, so much of what we said was just, hey, they're good.
I think Nola was just cold on Friday.
Yeah.
I'm not going to totally freak out about that. I mean, it was the most excruciating second inning of my life.
Try being there, buddy. Try being in the
I'm
park.
I'm shocked you didn't leave.
I know.
It feels like a seltzer walkout.
Yeah. My brother and I went. Shout out to Peter. We had a good time together. Yeah.
But I mean, it was a Rob Thompson masterclass.
Honestly, the fact that he got out of that only giving up 2 runs was shocking. Like, my brother and I at the end of the inning, we're sitting there, we're like, wait, we're not losing 6-0 right now? And then, I mean, for what it's worth, that is a classic. The Phillies the last few years don't win that game.
100%.
You know, like that was.
It felt like a loss.
The whole time. I've been, brother and I just kept waiting for them to lose and then they won. It was like, all right, sweet.
Yeah, it felt like a loss. It 100% felt like a loss. Ranger was just good. He allowed his, you know, a lot of home run, but whatever.
6-0, man. Ranger Suarez is 6-0.
Yeah.
It's May 7th. He's 6-0. The crazy thing is right now is that. I think Zach Wheeler right now, if you're a betting man, and I know you were and are, and you're in good shape there. Yeah. If you're a betting man, I think Zach Wheeler is the clear favorite to win the National League Cy Young. The name, the years he's had, like it's like an it's time thing almost on top of the fact that he's the best pitcher in baseball right now. But like you could argue that Ranger Suarez deserves the Cy Young the most of everyone. What I'm trying to say is the Phillies have like the two most deserving candidates for Cy Young right now.
Yeah.
I was going
to say Freddie Peralta was in there for a second, but. As of right now.
I think it's those two. I mean, they're both ERAs under 2, dude.
I know. And Turnbull.
Yeah, but Turnbull's been great. But, I mean, Ranger and Wheeler, like, and Wheeler, I think Wheeler, you know, Wheeler's probably going to win the Cy Young if he stays healthy. And
yeah.
Keeps doing it. Like, he is, like, a clear favorite. But you could argue right now Ranger has been better to today.
As long as they pitch it's Wheeler. Close. As long as they pitch Wheeler on regular.
Yeah. Has there ever been a guy who's, like, more... Stark the difference. Like you would think, oh, an extra day. He's like, no.
No, don't give me
I that. Will not rest.
Yeah. And he was great yesterday.
It might have been the best he's been all year. And it's like that's saying something, but I mean he was lights out yesterday. 11 strikeouts. He had 9 through like 5 innings or whatever it was.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's good.
I know.
So I didn't think obviously we've been anti Taiwan. I don't think he's been bad through 2 starts.
I think he's been very solid. I mean, he had 1 bad inning in San Diego, obviously, which, you know, I argued he shouldn't have been out there for. And then I thought he was fine on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Like, he went, I mean, he probably shouldn't have been in the 7th.
Yet again.
They put trust in those guys.
Yeah.
Put trust in those guys.
And Rob, you might want to
rein
it in.
But at the same time, if it's May, like, you know what I mean? Because Rob Thompson is a trust builder.
Clearly.
And
he's a trust builder.
He's a trust.
Like it's a trust fall. Trust
exactly.
Build, yeah.
He's a trust guy. We're trust guys.
Yeah.
And I just think that like, you're not really losing much putting him out there at a 5-1 game in the seventh just to give him, like, a, hey, we believe in you.
Yeah.
I know the city doesn't believe in
both
you.
Both times, to be fair, they had big leads at the time.
Sure.
Now, they almost lost one of the big leads.
I know.
But I agree with you. I think it's a really good point and an important important context for this guy.
Like, at some point, you do have to realize it is May. You know what I mean? So do you need to sink a guy's confidence this early in the season? No. I mean, it hasn't been so bad to where you had to yank him out of the rotation. The same thing that's happening with Castellanos. Now, I appreciate he is.
Maybe give him a day.
I need to start really looking at the numbers here. But he's, what, 2,500 games behind Cal Ripken? he's nipping on his heels, yeah, man.
I mean, that's clearly where this is headed. It's, you know,
when he breaks it, when he breaks, it's gonna be he's gonna do his jog around.
It'll be magical, man. Yeah, he'll be using a walker at the time.
What's your reaction?
What's
your reaction if he plays one?
So let's figure out. All right. So how many years is that? How many years did Ripken do it for? Was it like 20 or something?
Like a million, I assume.
What was it? Let's do some math.
Played 20.
So, I mean, think about it. I mean, 162 a year. So 10 years, if you played every game, you'd play 1,620 games. Is that right? Is that good math?
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. So that's another, like 8 years. So you have to do it for like 17, 18 years, something like that. Right?
He's got it.
So he'll be approaching 50.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, so are you. But
now, no.
But.
No, you were way too quick with that.
I was.
Moment it was your boy,
but yeah, I just, like, I haven't felt the Castellanos struggles, I guess. Like Rojas, Stott, and Castellanos are off to cold starts.
It's because they're winning, it's dominant, it hasn't mattered. Yeah,
them. And that's the beauty of a baseball season is that those guys, I'm sure, will Rojas might not, but like everyone else will kind of heat up.
Stott definitely will.
Stott will. So, Castellanos, we'll see. We did experience the entire 2022 season and postseason with this.
Yeah, it is wild how, like, we're at the point with Nick where, like last night when he, drives that ball, the double that he hit, the opposite field.
His first double of the year.
Yeah.
On May 6th.
I know. It's like one of those things where when you see it happen, you're just like, I'm really at the point where I'm like, no way. Every time. It's like, oh, sweet. Oh, like, it is such a, sweet, man. I can't believe that happened every time.
Yeah, but the way you talk about it, it's like a Disney movie. Like, oh, he did it.
He did it.
And then you realize his contract, and it's like, well, it's not that inspiring
of a problem.
Story.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But, it's not as inspiring as you laid it out there.
Yeah, it is. Thank God they're winning. Because, look, if this were last year and everyone else, obviously, I don't know how that'd be possible because the pitching, let's say the pitching weren't as good, right? And the hitting is exactly the same, but it's last year and they have the record they had last year at this time. Like, we are crushing Nick Castellanos. We are crushing Rob Thompson for playing him every day. We are crushing him for the moments that he can come through because they'd lead to losses in those situations if that were the case. Like, he is really lucky they're winning. It's a good way to put it. Like, yeah. it makes it, out of sight, out of mind.
So, a couple other thoughts on...
Sure, in the playoffs, it won't matter.
It better not. There's a couple of things from the, the Giants series that I wanted to point out. Why can't Bob Melvin manage here?
It's unbelievable.
Like, what is he doing here
today? Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Like, Mason Black, who, if for real ones of this podcast, remember the Mason Black talk of the draft in 2021, I believe.
Wow.
Lehigh's own.
Yeah, local kid.
Best slider in the draft.
Yeah.
Still with
it. It looks good for four innings.
Yeah.
I thought he looked really good.
He never pitched more
like that strikeout of Harper in the first inning, like, that was an unhittable pitch. Like, that was about as good a pitch as you could throw. Bryce even, he was like, yep, you got me. Put his bat down, walked away. Like, that was like, it was good.
He had not thrown more than 71 pitches in a minor league game this
unbelievable.
Year.
Unbelievable. And he let him throw like 80 or whatever.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, you're facing the top of the line.
And especially
through.
Like two on for Harper. Like, what are you doing?
Like,
I get it. All right, you want to let him face JT because he's a righty? Fine. Okay, sure. What are you doing? Like, Bryce Harper, you have lefties in your bullpen, right? Like, it was a 1-0 game at that. It wasn't even like, oh, we're down 4-0. Like, go ahead, kid, battle. It was like, you're in the game. It was crazy. It
Bob
was
Melvin.
Legit bad.
When he walks into his bank park.
Because like, people love him. People think he's a great man. I mean, the Giants got him. Like, he was like left San Diego to go to the Giants. Like, he is like in demand as a manager.
I was like, it's so funny because the Giants with Farhan there. Obviously, they hired Gabe. It's like, oh, they're these forward-thinking, like, franchise. And then they hire Bob Melvin, and their pitching coach is Brian Price.
It's so weird.
Brian Price.
Brian Price.
He was so annoying here.
Oh, I couldn't stand him.
He's just a complainer. at all times. Yeah. Complain about everything. So,
can we be honest? It's just not as fun facing the Giants without Gabe.
Oh, not
like,
even close.
Like, there was less juice, less enjoyment of that series without Gabe there.
It was a little emotional seeing Eric Miller pitch yesterday. You know, former Philly great. Yeah,
sure.
I loved him, man. Okay. He's hit 99 on the gun. Yeah. He's finally healthy. He can never stay healthy as a Phil. Yeah. Man, Eric Miller.
It's a moment.
What could have been?
What could have been?
What could have been?
What I always say about Eric Miller.
And then two other Giants thoughts. He would obviously like not play here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think there's a spot for him. I would die to have Lamont Wade on this team.
Oh, I love the guy.
I love that guy.
I love that guy. Dude, all he does is get on base. Like, he does.
He bats 330.
He's got like a 450 OBP, man.
460.
It's a 460, whatever. Yeah.
460, dude.
Also, I love the dude, like, I know it's like super, this is like the oldest guy thing that I'll say, but I know you agree with me. Like, I love a good choke up, and when you're done, two strikes. I love a good, you
put
know.
Put the bat on the baseball.
Yes!
Two strike approach.
He choked up really high there.
He did.
It was a lot of choke up there.
Dude,
like, you know what he did? He freaking muscled it out in the left field and got a big hit there. Yeah. I love Lamont Wade. Love the guy.
If for some reason the first baseman ever went down here, God forbid.
No.
Not.
No.
Great for Lamont Wade.
Yeah. I do like him.
And
I'm
very
with you on that.
I also like Lee. The center fielder. He made some
ridiculous that one catch. The one on the stop, was it Stott or whatever, where he's like running backward.
Rojas,
whatever. That catch was unbelievable. I mean, that was when I was at the game.
Yeah.
He made like four catches in that game I was at. He's really fun out there. Yeah, he's really fun out there.
So like those, like, because dude, I cannot believe how bad Matt Chapman is. Like Matt Chapman,
dude,
stinks.
How about the fact that he can't field anymore?
That was hilarious.
I mean, but like, I get it. Like, right. Like, Matt Chapman's bat has always been hit or miss. I'm shocked they paid him the money they paid him coming off like his first good year and a couple years offensively. But you could always count on the defense with Matt. Not this weekend. He had a couple really bad ones.
He really did. All right.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Take back time.
Yes. Oh, so that wasn't take
back. That wasn't
back.
The take back.
Wow.
That was recapping the Giants.
Wow. I really thought that was all the take back. So that's good.
Well, there's some stuff.
I'm happy I got to it early. That's good. Yeah.
So, okay.
Tucker's face, too. Tucker was like, wait, what?
Tucker wants to give up.
Tucker was ready to be done. I know.
Yeah,
it's
but,
Tucker was ready to be done. Tucker was counting his minutes, and then he was like, all right, I can go do something else.
I had a lot of thoughts on the Giants series. So I think one thing that I've noticed teams trying to do against the Phillies pitching staff is. I think they're really, because the Phillies are a command
strikes
over,
strikes.
Yeah, they throw strikes. Yeah. What teams are trying to do is just foul them off over and over and over again. It's what happened to Nola, it's happened to Sanchez, it happened to Wheeler, where it's like they'll work the pitch count up because they're so in the strike zone, they'll just foul off a million pitches. And like that's how they grind down the Phillies pitching. So it's on them to kind of expand it a little bit, the Phillies pitching.
And that's
staff.
A very risky strategy to begin with as
sure.
well. Yeah.
But it just, there's been an, I mean, Wheeler, I think they fouled off like 18 pitches.
It was unbelievable. It kept happening.
And Nola on Friday, they fouled off a
ton. Nola, it, yes. Tell
as
me
you
about
were there
it.
For.
Yes.
I'm sure you were groaning.
Well, thank God it was a weekend night. If it had been a weeknight, I would have been.
Yeah, you would have been out of there.
I would have been not happy with the 3+ hour baseball game.
Yes.
How funny. That's something.
Now that at every
game. Oh, like that. I've turned so quick to the, like, if it's a 3-hour baseball game, I'm like, what the hell's taking?
It's the longest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
I know. It's like, that used to be like the norm.
Well, the time that I almost gave up ever watching baseball again was the September of 18 or 19.
Oh, was that the 18 was the Rockies.
Well, eight, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
18 was the Rockies, but it was also Gabe in September.
Oh, dude. Oh my God. Dude, that was, I think it was 18.
It's the
that
worst
was
experience of my life.
Worst experience in my life. It was awful. It really was. It was like nine pitchers in a 3-inning span. Like, it was like, it was before the rule change with the 3-batter rule.
He changed the rule.
He did. You're
well,
right.
Well, it also was before they stopped roster expansion.
Yeah.
They moved
to
the 26 because of him.
Yeah, he changed all the rules.
It's awful.
I know.
Producing those games in the radio.
Oh, my God, I forget you're producing. That must have been horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah, especially like the nights where you're like going late and you're like, all right, my shift is done when the game ends. And the game ends like 2 hours later.
It was the longest. It was awful.
Yeah,
it was just, and they were
bad and they were choking. Yeah. Honestly, That's like, our jobs are great. Like, we love our jobs. It's super cool. That actually sounds like work to me. Actually sounds like that must have actually, I would not have enjoyed coming. I always enjoy coming into work. That sounds like you might not have enjoyed coming into work.
Scarred me. I'm going to say something because this is a safe space. If I say on Twitter, it gets crushed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about the, like, yes, this is a very safe space, but like, you're going from like a safe space to like the most volatile space. Like, you're talking to opposite ends of the spectrum here.
If I say it, on WIP, I get sad violent.
Yeah. Aren't you the
I'm
set?
The, I'm the violin.
So you would
set
violin the, yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's good work. I appreciate the accountability there.
And I might have to just whisper this into the microphone.
Good. Good.
Sir Anthony's back.
Oh, no.
He's back, dude. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, he's
no,
back.
Nope, nope. We can't
he's
do
back.
That. Nope, nope. We can't do
he's
that.
He's close.
Good pivot. I'll go close. Let's go close.
Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say.
Was it a 14-3 game he came into?
It's high leverage. Tom, speaking of that, because I talked about it this weekend, do you remember the game where they brought in Pivetta and they were up by like 7?
Oh, yeah.
And they almost blew it.
Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All time. Meltdown out there.
I posted a video and I was like, held the lead. And people were not happy.
I'll bet they were.
They were not happy.
Yeah.
But here's what I'll say about Sir Anthony. First off, fastball looks like that cuts back is 99, and I think that's important. But there's some depth to the slider. Like for the beginning of the season, it was just spinning and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. They've added some depth to it. So
okay.
I appreciate Caleb listening to the podcast and realizing.
Shout out to Caleb.
Yes, that we should probably add some depth to Sir Anthony's slider. And
I appreciate that. Obviously, he didn't think of that, and then he heard you say
exactly.
it, and
yeah.
I was like, you know what we need to do? So I appreciate that, him willing to, you know.
No.
Just hear something on a pod and execute it.
Totham is the GOAT. But
yeah, he's awesome.
I am encouraged by Sir Anthony.
Do you think he listens, Caleb?
No.
No, I don't know.
Only the minor league.
I know. Shout out to our guys.
Yeah,
we love
yeah,
you all
yeah, yeah.
more than anything in the world.
Our
Thank
guys.
You. They really are. And I love them so much.
For sure. Have you noticed, and this might break your brain, and this might be a glass ceiling moment for... I don't know if that's the right term.
A glass ceiling is
not the right term.
Unless there's
glass
some
door,
there's
glass
some
windows. Like breaking of the glass window? Is that what it's called?
So,
like, you know when you see something that you don't see?
Oh, like you're talking about like you don't want to throw the first stone? Is that what you're saying? Like,
no,
like
what I'm
let
saying
you
is
without
like
sin?
When you see something, you can't unsee it.
Like I got you. Like the, once the, what's that phrase? The, you can't put the shoe back on or you can't put the... Some toothpaste back in the tube.
Toothpaste back in the tube.
That one works.
And there's something that happened in How I Met Your Mother when they were like, they noticed something about the girlfriend that the guy didn't notice.
Oh, and then yeah.
He couldn't stop thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
whatever that term
I
is.
I know exactly what you're talking. Ruined that. That was a great relationship that he had with that girl, and then it got ruined because of that one little thing.
Exactly.
I remember that.
Have you noticed that Taiwan walks like Doc Rivers?
Oh, no.
Like.
Oh, no.
He looks so tight.
As if Taiwan wasn't ruined enough for us.
Like,
you just ruined it.
But he walks.
Like, Doc Rivers walks like he's like his legs are broken.
Like
and he just got put back together and he's like, can't, like, hobbling along. No, Doc Rivers is an old man.
But,
I
like,
feel,
Taiwan just
you know,
walks.
I feel like I'm making fun of an old man walking. But yes, he does.
He just walks so tight.
Yeah, he does.
Why are you
it's a really fascinating
so tight?
Thing. Yeah, it's good.
You're a 31-year-old athlete.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He so does not look like a 31-year-old athlete.
Well,
that's for sure.
He is. And he's only being paid $54 million for the next
no
3 years.
No problem. But hey, we've
nice.
Eaten into that a little. It's like probably like $50 million. Think about that.
It is nice that we went straight from Tobias Harris to Taiwan.
I know. What's nice is that Taiwan Walker's better than Tobias Harris. How about that?
Well,
how about that?
He's certainly not as detrimental.
Yeah, that's my point. He yeah. can't hurt you as much. Taiwan Walker will not get nearly as many, we'll call it, minutes in a big game as Tobias Harris did.
That's no, he will not.
Yeah.
No, he will not. So I want to talk about the trade deadline again.
Oh, hold on. It's May 7th. What are we doing, man?
So the nice part about the trade deadline
is that it's 2 months away.
But besides that.
Two and a half months away.
Is that for the first time, seemingly, again, barring a unmitigated disaster, like they're actually going to be good at mm-hmm. the trade deadline. So I think it gives Dombrowski the confidence to pull the trigger on
to
some
really
trade.
Make a move.
Yeah, because like the last year they were like hovering around 500.
Each of the years. Both Dombrowski year. Like we haven't had any real, you know.
That's how you end up with Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not as bad as.
We were so excited about Rodolfo.
I know. Well, that's Robert Orr's fault. But
where is he? Is he still in the system?
Yeah, he's down there.
Down
I think
there?
He's in AAA.
Okay.
I think he's in AAA. It's okay. He's coming back up.
The Rodolfo Sance coming
yeah.
at some point.
It will.
Yeah.
It will. But it won't be as bad as the Jason Vargas, Wilson Ramos.
Oh, my God.
Jose Bautista, Corey Dickerson.
Astrubel Cabrera.
Like, what a run.
Yeah.
What a run.
I'll stand for Corey Dickerson.
I was a Corey Dickerson guy.
I like Corey Dickerson,
Seemed
man.
Like the league didn't value Corey Dickerson.
I don't get it. I thought the guy always hit. Yeah. I was like, if Corey Dickerson was up, I was like, he's probably going to get hit that guy.
Yeah. But so this is the first time that they're probably going to be actually good.
I think that's a really good point. And I do think that Dombrowski, even though he believed in the team, has been, and he's talking about, been apprehensive, which again is like, you know, the whole Dombrowski thing that we expected him to be, he hasn't been with the come in and just sell it. It's been great.
And my final thing in the take bag, and I need an investigation into this. This is serious.
So why do I feel like it's not going to be that serious?
Like there, I feel like, I think that when Schwarber gets out, he gets more decreased from his batting average than anyone else in baseball. Like, he's been good.
I'm so with you. I look at his batting average every day, and I'm always like, wait, what?
How is he batting 212?
I feel like he's batting like 260.
At least 250.
Yeah.
At least 250.
I think there's a, honestly, we need an investigation.
There needs to be an investigation.
Yeah, there's probably some like rounding error going on at Major League Baseball or something where he is getting like losing a point as opposed to half a point or something. It's like, got to be higher.
When he gets out, they have to decrease his batting average by like 6 points.
It's like basically like
two.
So for Kyle Schwarber, every 1-for-4 is actually like a 1-for-7.
I agree.
I think that's what it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
It doesn't make like.
I think, is it possible someone at MLB has it out for him?
Dude, his
and the stat guy is like anti Schwarbs.
Now, his slugging percentage is probably low because all he's done this year is hit home run
singles,
or single.
That's it.
So there's nothing in between.
Or strikeout. Those have been the three. It's been a very three. He is a true three outcome player this year, except singles instead of walks.
Because it feels like he's having a good start of the year.
I agree.
And then you look at the average, it's like 216.
Well, funny the same way is that Bryce feels like he's been like bad. Not bad, but like super average Bryce, other than, you know, some homers here and there. He's got an 867 OPS.
And, his average
and he's on pace. He's on pace for 40 homers. And it's like Bryce has been like mediocre. It's like the dude is like a couple extra hits and he's a 900 OPS with 42 homers. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here?
Can Bryce just make the All-Star team this year so I can
Please.
See him in the All-Star
what,
game?
What a thought.
Like, Craig Kimbrell has played in more All-Star games as a Philly than Bryce Harper.
That's a very
and
sad.
Castellanos.
Yeah. Wow.
That sucks, dude.
That does suck. It really sucks.
It sucks,
sucks
man.
Yeah, it sucks.
Straight up sucks.
No, he has to be in this.
Yeah,
game.
Please.
Starting first baseman. Yeah. Who's he going to be? So Olsen, Freeman.
Olsen's had a horrible start to the year.
Yeah, I'm just talking about from a voting perspective.
Yeah, so Olsen, Freeman.
It's probably the, I mean, those are the.
Goldschmidt. Was,
yeah, but he's still, Goldschmidt stinks. Yeah. I mean, Christian Walker has probably been one of the better first, but he won't get the votes.
He won't get the votes.
Huh.
We'll make sure we keep him out.
Yeah.
And vote against the Diamondbacks. That's the.
Yeah. Can you vote against? Just vote. Yeah, I guess vote for anyone who's not Christian Walker. There we go. All right, we got it. That's our official stand. Yeah. Sorry, Christian's family, if you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, probably possible. Are.
I mean, they're from Norristown. It's possible, right?
Well, we're more
Phillies fans.
We're more anti-Gallon than anti-.
That's true. No, we're fine with the Walkers. Walkers, he stunk in that series. That was fine.
Yeah, he really did.
He really did. You know?
Dude, it was so bad.
He did all he could to help us win. You know,
I appreciate
true Philly
him.
Guy.
And he gave great advice to Whit Merrifield about it being a really hard place to play.
You're
here.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Christian Walker, one of
us. Okay. We're okay. Yeah. Let Bryce be the starter in an All-Star game. You can go ahead of Freeman and Olsen. That'd be fun. Yeah. I like that. I support that.
For sure. Although I could use Freeman heating out because my fantasy team is in peril.
Well, I mean, that's a classic Fritz thing right there.
What?
Fired up into the season, do great, get everything together, and then let your team fall apart once the season happens
because
you've got other things to pay attention to. I know.
Although, I have so many Tigers in my rotation right
now. Do you really?
Dude, I got Flaherty, I got Olsen,
I got Flaherty. It's
Flaherty's
great.
Good.
Dude, he had 13 strikeouts the other day, 14 strikeouts or whatever.
I'm in on the Tigers.
Yeah, I know you. How about that? How about that whole division, like, being competitive except for...
Jose Ramirez being plus 4,000 for AL MVP right now.
Four teams above 500 in that division, or at least it was.
Were they
a couple
all
days
under
ago.
500 last
That's
year.
The point. Yeah. I mean, the Twins just had the 12-game win streak.
13.
Oh, no, they lost to 12, didn't they?
No.
I'm pretty sure they got to 12 and then lost. I could be wrong, but I saw a wild stat. This is actually pretty nuts. Not a stat, but it was a like a graphic. I didn't realize how rare 12 straight wins is. Do you know the last time the Phillies had 12 straight wins?
Last year? No, kidding.
Take a guess.
2010?
Phillies have not had 12 straight wins since 1999.
Really?
That's how wild it is. So it goes through.
I assume 12
Ready? Listen for this. The Nationals, the Blue Jays, the Mets, the Marlins, the Angels, and the Rockies have never won 12 games in a row. All of those franchises have never won 12 in a row.
Wow.
The Giants, who we just played, 1966, the last time they won 12. The Pirates, 1965. The aforementioned White Sox, 1961. Like, it's a lot. Quiz, it's a lot rarer than you think for teams to win 12 games.
That's interesting.
Right? And there's a lot more. Like, that. I mean, there's a lot in the, like, 87 for the Brewers, 94 for the Royals. Like, the Yankees have done it recently, somewhat, 2021. Like, there are a few teams that have done the last years, but, like, last year there was only one team or two teams that did it. Only one the year before, so on and so forth. Anyway, it's pretty wild.
Nice.
Again, you would think it's good stuff, right?
Good stuff. Good stuff. I got one final thought.
And then we got another one. We added on.
And then we can get out of here. Joe DiMaggio's let off the hook again.
No, I know.
We're right there.
I really thought it was going to happen, too.
I did, too.
Like, you know, it was like, you'll always do the Joey D better look out thing.
Yep.
And normally I'm like, come on, Jack, that's silly. This time I was like, Joey D better look out.
They should. And no, I do hope that Bohm's hip is fine. Because he looked.
Yeah, it was a shame. The whole.
A little harder than I.
But at least we can explain it. That's why the hitting streak ended.
So it shouldn't count.
Yeah. It shouldn't count. He didn't play, technically.
Should not count.
Good. All right. So 18 game hitting streak. We'll pick it up next game.
Thank you.
Okay. That's all we got. What a ridiculous podcast.
Yep.
All right.
Tucker's been counting down the seconds.
Tucker has been out for 30 minutes. Yeah, at least. All right. What is today? Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I don't know when we'll be back. Sometime. Probably this weekend.
Two game series.
So maybe
that's
Thursday.
That's a lot to break down.
Maybe Thursday. We'll see what happens. Either way, we'll be back soon. He's hurt himself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.